opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on July the 18th. The 18th, how'd that happen? You know, there's Bob again letting us down by letting another day roll through here. 530-605-45. You know, but you know what? We do get a lot out of each day there, Linda.
Are you kidding me? Last night we went to the...
Well, we'll talk about that thing. Let me finish my little pattern here.
You get
here.
On your roll. Yeah, I hate to interrupt you because it just ruins your day.
It does, you know, because then I forget everything. 530-605-4567. And, of course, our chat room is open and people are joining. Good morning, John Dixon.
Good morning.
And other people are coming in. Of course, Bad Bob, say hello before you get on the phone.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Did you have a nice night last night?
I don't care. It was tolerable.
No, I'm just kidding.
Tolerable good.
Tolerable good. Bob's in a new house with Brenda and their 12 cats and 46 dogs. 2 horses, a goat, and Haven Humane is going to open up an annex there.
And it's not so hot.
And, of course, Linda.
Okay, good morning. Let's get down to the weather. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, mostly sunny with temperatures around 83. Oh, these are the great days. These are the days you want to walk the trail. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 60. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with 62. It looks like Friday is around 93 and Saturday is around 99. Temperatures are going back up again. This day in history, can't pass this one. This is the Wiener Mobile Day.
The Wienermobile. The Wienermobile.
Every now and then a commercial jingle becomes just another commercial. It becomes a part of American culture, and it goes with the Oscar Mayer Wiener jingle. Now, do you remember that song? Oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly want to be.
You can't be an Oscar Mayer.
And if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me. There you go.
So did you just sing that too?
It sounded kind of like around the time.
I think that everybody in our age bracket sang that at one point.
It started on this day in 1936, and there you go. Oscar.
They still have that. The Wienermobile.
I still
drive.
Yeah,
I think
it was in Sacramento a couple of weeks ago.
I thought it was up here in Redding not too long ago.
But here's what's really serious. This day in 64, Rome burned while Nero fiddled. Literally.
Well, was he elected? Was he on their city council?
We'll find out later, won't we?
Yeah. Board of Supervisors or city council? Or both. Okay. Hey, look, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, tell me that the stock market is like, yay.
Well, markets are up this morning. The Fed will be a focus during the session, with Chairman Bernanke scheduled to give a second round of testimony to the U.S. House, and the Beige Book scheduled to be released at 2 p.m. Eastern. Currently, the Dow's up 29 points at 12,835, while the NASDAQ is up 21 at 2,931, and the S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,368. Oil's up 19 cents this morning, $89.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.58%. Gold's down $12.50 this morning at $1,577, while silver's down 19 cents at $27.12 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: ExxonMobil's up a dime at $85.83, Honeywell's up $3.08 at $57.58, and McDonald's is down 60 cents at $91.29. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Josh is our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 910 Monday through Friday. And also, they're down at Park Marina Drive, so stop on by and get some great, great advice from them, because they are following this all the time. And the way that this market is under this regime in D.C., it's, you know, you got to have somebody there eyes on it all the time, I think. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We have Patrick Jones in here, city council. We're going to talk about the city council meeting last night, but a couple other things that have come up. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wynn River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Badby, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First 18 players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko game board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 splash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center, next to Palm Beach Tan.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Dancing Queen. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Okay, you're probably wondering why we're playing Dancing Queen, because City Councilman Patrick Jones was here and he was dancing the other night.
We had a great time.
How many years has it been since you danced?
I haven't danced for 15 years, but I was up at Anselmo Vineyards, and of course Linda was singing, and you know, when she sings, you can't help but dance.
That's right.
Oh, I feel so good.
And you know, I better tell it because people are going to hear about it anyways, but the last time I danced 15 years ago, I accidentally bit a girl on the nose, and you know, that's how bad my dancing is.
You would have never heard that from me.
It sounds like something that would happen in the Big Bang Theory, you know. Of course, then you would have gone into like major DNA, you know,
transfer.
Sampling.
I was trying to move more because, you know, I'm very stiff when it comes to dancing. But Linda, your singing was excellent. It made me move very well. So thank you.
Okay.
You're too kind. Well, all right.
Let's move on. City council meeting last night.
Well, we did have some good things that happened last night. And obviously, all kinds of issues continue to happen here in the city. But a few weeks back, I introduced a potential tax sharing agreement between the City of Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, and of course, Shasta County. And last night, unanimously, the council voted, moved forward with a tax sharing agreement specific to the Oasis Road area. And I think that's very important, that we need a new level of cooperation between the cities and the county, and I think this starts it. I think this is genuine. I think we have a genuine outlook for cooperation and for the abilities to share revenues on a participation level, meaning you have to receive revenue, you have to participate, so you have to pay to play. And I believe that an agreement can be reached where everyone moves forward. One of the council members mentioned last night that somebody would lose, ultimately the city would lose, and that's not what I believe this tax sharing agreement could do. I truly believe that if it's crafted correctly, that as you participate, you can receive a tax revenue, sales tax revenue generated off of what you've participated in for infrastructure within this area. This has roughly a 3 million square feet area. It's our last big undeveloped area within the city. It's already got a defined area to it, so it makes very good sense. And so let's suppose that the county participates. It does not have to come at the detriment to the city of Reading, and I think that's a key. That if a tax sharing agreement is truly going to work well for all and be a model and an example that we can use maybe in the future, it has to be done fairly where everyone wins. And that's what we're trying to achieve here.
Well, people are saying this is a way of just pulling funds in from other places to build Oasis.
Well, partially, yes, that infrastructure will come in. This will generate a bit of a frenzy, if you will, in this area. And it will help push this sooner than later, if you will. But the other opportunity here is that this is a major interchange on Interstate 5. It has a lot of attraction to a lot of different companies. Our goal is to create new growth and to help our economy grow. And as we know, our economy is really based around construction and growth in this area. And there's a lot of interest on I-5. And by opening this area up, and allowing the other cities and the county to participate and have revenue coming back, I think that's exactly what is needed right now.
Okay. One of the other things that came up last night was crime, and that Missy MacArthur said, hey, we need to start talking with the other departments, law enforcement departments, and see what the city can do to help. But it looks like it got some pushback from Dick Dickerson and Francie Sullivan. And what was the background on that?
Well,
besides the fact that the crime rate for property crimes is going through the roof right now, and we can't seem to keep anybody in jail.
Councilmember MacArthur brought up a very good point that our citizens are very concerned right now with 109 and realignment. We're seeing increased crimes almost in all levels, and certainly in property crimes, we've seen substantial increases,
55-60%.
And so I think that is worth talking about. I think that is worth bringing the major players in, the sheriff, our police chief, coming forward, having a workshop, which is what the council did on a slim majority, to be able to discuss those topics to see if maybe there's some other things that we can do. And I really believe Chief Rob Paletti is taking a good stance. I think he's truly trying hard to solve some of these problems. He recognizes we have some serious issues, and it's time for action now.
Well, I think that the record searchlight blew this thing up into a kind of a tempest in a teapot with when Rob, who's been saying this, by the way, about moving people to other places for weeks. He said it on our show 2 weeks ago. And he and the sheriff have been working together. And then the record searchlight, was saying, oh, the sheriff said this. And then it went back later. Oh, well, we really didn't say that. I didn't believe that. And they didn't know the secret. But, we've got to make sure, as everybody does understand it, and I know this is true, is that Sheriff Tom Pasinko and Rob Paletti are linked.
Right.
And in a lockstep when it comes to trying to fight this crime.
Right, and these guys are not fighting against each other.
They're not fighting against each other, and I don't want anybody out there to think that. It's just not true.
Unfortunately, once again, the paper, what do? They sell newspapers, and they like to create some sensationalized stories. And the reality here is that we have a crime problem, and we need to start working on that and trying to do things that maybe we haven't done before. Obviously, everything comes down to money. At the end of the day, we're all short of it, and we need to incarcerate more criminals, and I think they're all on the same page in that.
Yeah.
And there may be some different ways to accomplish it, but these guys are not adversarial. They're not fighting against each other. The paper can say what they want. I think they're doing, again, a disservice. But when these guys are talking, things are moving forward, and I think we're going to see a solution that's going to help Reading.
You know what I need to see from our elected leaders? And it's not just Tom. I'm talking about our elected leaders, is that there's no board, not one of the supervisors ever, from what I understand, ever went to that committee for realignment. Not one supervisor ever went to that to see what was going on. I find that astounding, first of all. But what we need is a sense of urgency. And now, for the first time, it seems like there's a sense of urgency going on here. And I want to see the city and the board of supervisors get together and see what you all can do to help to stop this. This is just ridiculous. 55-60% increase in crime, and then actually see a story on the news today about, hey, we're putting GPS tags on them. Guess what happens? They take them off. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Clearly, when we arrest a person in the morning and then we're arresting them in the afternoon, we need to incarcerate more people.
We need a sense of urgency. We need our elected leaders to roll in here and step in and at least say, hey, look, we're looking at this.
Well, okay. That's why I think Councilmember MacArthur brought this forward, and yeah. I was happy to support her in that effort.
Well, yes. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest Patrick Jones, we'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. Some people call it the hump day of the week. Not me. That's whatever, however you want to look at it. Curly,
I do.
Currently 61 degrees. Linda is not on assignment. This is my assignment today. It is the 18th of July, in case you're figuring out, where am I, what am I doing? Beautiful 7:25 in the morning. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 83. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 60. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Our guest this morning has been Patrick Jones. He called and said, gee, he was city council. He wanted to come in.
Yeah, Gary Cadd
couldn't. And talk about everything that's going on. And we, one of the first things we do is say, please turn off your cell phones. But Bob Longy is, of course, not on that list because...
Because he's special. Bob is special.
Well, you know, I haven't had my cell phone on in 2 years. So.
You haven't even had a cell phone in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
Patrick, here's a question here. Has anybody called Sacramento and to the governor from officialdom? You know, one of our elected officials, have y'all actually gotten together, you all and maybe the board of supervisors, and signed something that said your 109 is destroying a way of life up here?
Absolutely. And of course, we have sent a letter off in opposition of AB 109. And so, you know, unfortunately, and we send a lot of such letters off when we oppose or support something. But the reality is that 109 is here and we're having to deal with it. And of course, all the cities in California are having to deal with it. And it's a huge problem. But I do believe you're right, Carl, in that putting attention to it does help move us forward.
You know, I understand what Dick is saying, is that Dick Dickerson, mayor, is that he's saying, well, look, we need to let them handle the problem. But you know what? It affects all of us. And I would love to see all of our city leaders get together and have a meeting and say, hey, this is a problem here. And then get together and, you know, and don't form another damn committee.
Right.
You all get into it and get with the sheriff and just say, what can we all do to work together to solve this thing? Because this is a problem. It's not just a county guy's problem. Well, it's not just a city guy's problem. This is the people that you all represent's problem.
Well, and that's why we're the elected leaders. And, you know, and it's just the same with tax sharing.
You're getting paid for.
I came up with a plan. We have a plan. We're moving forward on that plan. Today, we need a plan on this 109, and we're looking for that plan right now. And, you know, and it is a part up to the elected leadership here in Shasta County to do something. And so I think the question was real. I think the mayor was wrong on this one, that the more we talk about it, the more closer we'll find a solution.
Well, Dick's been in law enforcement a long time, right?
Wasn't he?
Absolutely. He's a retired
officer, yes.
Well, you know what? You know, see, I'm looking at him and Modi to kind of like, hey, what can we do to help because of their backgrounds? And I don't see them, either one of them doing anything.
Well,
I'm just saying is that it's not come up until before, but I would expect the Board of Supervisors to have leaned into this a lot faster, you know, when it's been 8 months and nothing's happened.
Well, and the reality is here today is that what is happening right now is not acceptable. That's the reality today, that we have crime statistics that are unacceptable in Reading, and it's causing a lot of harm, and it's making our citizens very nervous. So we have to do something different. It's worth talking about. Mayor MacArthur's idea is spot on. It's absolutely time to do something different, and if that means we're going to put a little pressure on the sheriff and the chief, it's time to do so.
I don't know if it's pressure, but I think it's some kind of support that just says is that, hey, look, we need to move funds here. We need to do this. We need to do something like that. How about this? How about bringing in, you know, if you're looking for guards right now, is to bring some of these guys that are laid off or borrow them from someplace or, yeah, by putting the National Guard in here, getting 10 of them to run it for, you know, because they've got prison groups too. I mean, they've got people that are trained in this. Ask for help like that.
And what I mean by pressure is that when something is talked about, and the community certainly is talking about this, that it starts moving forward quicker than it would otherwise. And
yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, now the fire is starting, and it's going to keep getting hotter. And I tell you what, if it's not fixed, I would look for some big changes in the elections.
I agree.
That I can't imagine why we wouldn't.
You know, we have an excellent sheriff, and we have an excellent police chief.
Absolutely.
And I have 100% confidence in both of them. And the community essentially right now is speaking and saying we want to take some action.
Okay.
And so I think it's positive.
All right. Patrick Jones.
Thanks for
coming on. You know what? Patrick called at the last minute and want to talk about what happened at the city council meeting. I'm always appreciative of that because a lot of people need to hear from somebody that's in there seeing what's going on. But tax sharing, the crime problems and all this. And we're lucky we have Kurt Sturman on today. We've got to talk to Kurt about a lot of things, too, from his perspective as a city manager. Okay, we'll be right back. We've got a gentleman here that will tell you how to keep your car running for 853,000 miles.
We'll be right back. You're listening to KTNR Shasta Redding.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is searching for direction ahead of another round of testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. The number of mortgage applications filed jumped 17% last week as mortgage rates fell to new lows. The Mortgage Bankers Association's weekly survey also shows refinance activity rose 22% from the prior week. Though low mortgage rates have convinced many homeowners to refinance, tougher lending requirements are still keeping many prospective homebuyers from taking out new debt. And Palo Alto Networks has hiked its initial public offering ahead of its Friday debut on the New York Stock Exchange. The software security company boosted the estimated price range to between $38 and $40 a share. It will keep the size of the deal at 6.2 million shares. Palo Alto will trade under the ticker symbol PANW. Typically, when a company increases its IPO range, it signals healthy investor interest in the deal. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold & Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Reading Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Reading at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th Annual Golf Tournament and Auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. 7:35 in the morning, July the 18th. And again, gosh, we're over halfway through. And then it's going to be August. I'll be a year older. I'll be 35. Okay, you know, the hysterical laughter was just a little
Well, no. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, and we know how important it is. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 50. Actually, we're going to have 88 today, so weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Hey, we want to do a shout-out to a very dear friend of ours.
Yeah, this is for Joe. And, you know, we talk about Joe and Shelley in Tobacco and Brew and how much they've done for this community and how much they've done for us. They've been with us since the very, very first show. Well, Joe got injured in a motorcycle wreck. He's okay. And but we just want to give a shout-out to Joe and just say we're thinking about you. Our prayers are with you. And we just want to thank you for everything that you've done for our community, Joe, for the last 35 years. And it's been a lot. You've led the fight for veterans. You're a businessman. You supported so many things you and Shelley have. And we just want to tell you that we're thinking of you, and we hope that you're not in a lot of pain.
We care about you, Joe.
Care about you. Okay, and speaking of other businesses here in town, because, you know, we...
Have a happy birthday shout-out to my girlfriend across the miles, well, in Idaho. You know her. Her son was a Marine. Wendy Scribner.
Happy birthday.
She listens on the web.
Happy birthday,
so
Wendy.
So she's probably like, whoa. Well, yeah. Good morning, Wendy, and happy birthday to you.
Great.
You're busted.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Again, you know, local businesses, what can I say? You know, they're the lifeblood of America, small business. No matter what some people may say in high spots of government, a lot of times we build our own businesses here. We do it with our own sweat and our own tears and blood and time. And when you have a business, it's, you know, we love to support our local businesses here. And so we introduce Kirk Taylor from GM Specialties. Good morning, Kirk.
How you doing?
As soon as we turn you on, you know what? We are just having a great time, aren't we, today with buttons and phones.
Yeah.
Okay, say it again.
Get up in there.
How you doing there?
Nope, we're still not working.
All
right, we're going to have to switch over here. Okay, Kirk Jr., you need to move there.
Somehow, don't worry about it. Somehow there's...
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got it. We got you, buddy.
Well, you know, it was working 2 minutes ago until Patrick Jones was here, city councilman, so who knows what happened there. It was, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, start all over again. Kirk Taylor and his son, Kirk Jr., and he's waving at us. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, but we don't have a microphone for him right now. We're fixing that. Owner of GM Specialties. And so hello and good morning and welcome aboard here.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here too.
Well, tell us about yourself. Let's hear a little bit about the businessman.
Okay.
And how you began GM Specialty.
I grew up in Mount Shasta, born and raised up there, and I love living up there. It was great. Didn't work on cars too much when I was younger, but got into auto repair in high school. Had just a small engine shop there, and ended up going to trade school down in Fremont there. Big culture shock moving from Mount Shasta down to the Bay Area. Really fell in love with working on cars, and after that moved out to Flagstaff, Arizona.
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Carl spent some time there.
Yeah.
So you were in Flagstaff, Arizona.
They eventually released
still doing, me. Still doing mechanical
fault.
Work.
Still doing mechanical work. It's actually my first job at a Chevy Cadillac dealer there in Flagstaff, and worked there for about 4 years, and then moved to Sacramento. I worked in the auto mall in Roseville, and
oh yeah,
and worked there for about 6 years.
Were you with the Cadillac dealership there?
They're at Reliable Pontiac Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I lived in Sacramento for years. I know going in and out of that auto mall several times. Not because of any mechanical problems, but it was just a great place to go see everything that was new that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's nice to know that this isn't your first rodeo, then, taking care of these.
Yeah.
You know, I told people you can keep that car running for 563,000 miles, the GM Specialties.
Well, Cadillacs, yeah.
Well,
they,
you know, you can go a long
I guess
time
depend on how you take care of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what? We don't have a you have these national level mechanic shows, you know, whatever they are, and they, you know, they talk about things, but we don't have like a local show.
Yeah.
So you're going to become our local guy to ask questions.
Oh,
we
great.
Got to take a
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, you know, we talk about, and people have got a question about their car because you do GM, right? Now, I know on your ads you say, hey, you got something wrong with your
instrument cluster.
Well, what a great way to advertise it on the radio because they're listening and they look down and they go,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big problem. We do a lot of those. So
we'll talk about that when we get back. Let's take a break here. Carl Rundabad, our guest, Kirk Taylor, and son Kirk Jr.
We're going to get a little peep out of him in a minute.
We're going to get a smile out of him at least once before this day is over here, okay?
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festival.com. Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festival.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Got it going on now.
Okay, we got everything working again, huh? How about that? Hey, our guest is, what was it? Was it because Patrick Jones used
He touched the wire.
He touched one of our wires here.
And it shorted out. Well, okay. What do you want?
Kirk Taylor from GM Specialty is our guest, along with Kirk Taylor Jr. Good morning, Kirk Taylor Jr.
Good morning.
You know what? When, is it turned up?
Yes.
Getting close.
Morning.
Okay. Never mind.
No, I mean, never mind. We just have a microphone that just all of a sudden went. Okay, say it again one more time. We feel like, are you on? Tag, you're
it. Say hello.
Good morning.
Yay!
I didn't touch it.
Okay.
I didn't touch it.
Well, Kirk...
I did not touch the red wire. I didn't touch the button. I don't touch anything in here that has electricity to it. You know that.
Our guest, Kirk from GM Specialties, you're right here in the middle of what happens. You would be the perfect example of what happens with maybe wires or electronic stuff. And before we took the break, we were talking about something that's been happening very recently. Yeah.
Driving down the road...
Automobiles a week come to you. People come to you a week.
Yeah. Driving down the road, and all of a sudden the instrument cluster.
Oh, different
goes
gauges.
Sideways.
Yes.
Different gauges will start going crazy. Speedometers start reading 120 miles an hour. Sometimes the display will just go out completely, and we found a way to repair these, and we back it up with 2-year warranty, and it's a problem GM had. They've actually extended the warranty to 80,000 miles, but a lot of times they fail after that. And we can do a great job rebuilding that instrument cluster for you. Most of them are 03 to 06, although there's some of the Monte Carlos, Impalas, some of the ones earlier have the same type of stepper motor, which is what fails in the instrument cluster. So
now this is something that you were saying earlier, Linda was saying, is that 6 or 7 a week?
Oh, yeah, 6, 7 a week. Sometimes we'll do 3 in a day.
Wow.
We a lot of shops out there and finding out that we're rebuilding them, and we're saving them a lot of money, and there's no programming when we do it because we're actually repairing that instrument cluster. So it's not like we're putting another unit in, which we have to program to the car. So it works out really good for the customer, works great for the shop.
Well, my wife's vehicle. I was just going to say, my wife's vehicle, I can testify to this. She has a Yukon 04, and that's what happened. And just to put the firmware in, the program was $200.
Yeah, and doing it this way, there's no programming it because we're repairing the existing cluster with the updated parts there. So,
well, can I say from a female's perspective is that, you know, and I'm sure for many people across the board, is that our car is such an important part of our daily routine. It's the big tool. And when you have such a huge piece of equipment around you, the power of a car, first of all, and then to feel like the instrumentation goes awry, there's fear in that. So you want to be able, it's kind of like your body.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I want to go to my doctor. I know my doctor isn't going to do something is going to screw me over. He's going to do right by me. And you have to look high and low to find the right guy. So we're really happy to have you here today and have all the accolades around the work that you do and the respectability of what you've become.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, you're right. You know, kind of to boil that down, everybody looks for a good mechanic.
Yeah.
No, it does. And simpler once you term. Find one, yeah. You know, and once you find one, you want to stay with it.
Yeah.
So, okay, now, what would you say, we've talked about you've had a lot of experience in the business and the repair business. Okay, you do a lot of the instrument panels. What can I do for my car, and it doesn't make any difference, I don't think, for any car, to keep my car on the road for 250,000 miles?
I think the number one thing is to not ignore stuff. Stay on top of things. A lot of times when something goes wrong, even if it's something simple, let's say the dome light went out, which doesn't have anything to do with keeping the car going, and you don't worry about it. And before you know it, you hear a squeak in the back, and, oh, that's just a squeak. And what happens is these problems compound, and it becomes to a point where you now you got a car you're going to have to put, you know, a lot of money into, whereas if you would have kept up on it every time something happens, it doesn't seem as bad, and also it just will make everything better, you know. And
so don't ignore it. Well, you know, Linda, you're really good at that. I mean, Linda hears things and sees things.
Really sensitive.
Oh, she's very sensitive to that.
It's like the
peeing
under the mattress.
I
do. I mean, I'm very sensitive to the fact that, and I really, let me ask the expert. Regardless of the new, I know a lot of the new cars don't have to change your oil for $7,000. Is it better to be safe than just wait before you know it? It's $9,000 every $3,000.
I agree on some cases. There are a lot of the new cars, the tolerances are very tight. They don't have a lot of blow-by, basically. The oil will stay better longer. So Anything I recommend, if the car's got over 100,000 miles, I would change it every 3,000 miles. Although these new cars, I think 3,000 miles may be a little too much sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't go 7,000. I would stick with 5,000 miles if you're using a conventional oil. And, well, synthetic oils will last much longer. They don't break down like they should. And you can go 7,500 miles on a synthetic oil, no problem.
Well, we do have some questions from the chat room. But before we take a break, we're going to take a break because we have you here for until 8 o'clock. I would like to ask each one of you. You have choice for two cars of your choice ever. What are your two cars?
I got to go with the CTS-V, the new one. And... And how about you, Kirk
Jr.? What's your two cars? Tomorrow is the end of the world.
Dad says, Dad says, here's a blank check. What car
do you
want?
What are you going to get?
I'm not sure.
SUV, hot, fast car, or
probably
car.
Like a van.
A van.
Well, you know, I like to carry people around.
Okay. Kirk Jr. is just getting his. Well, you know what?
That's a calling, if you ask me.
Frankly, I love you. I think that's a great idea.
Oh,
you
know, man.
Kirk Jr. Is he working with you during the summer, huh?
He comes in now and then, so today we're going to put him to work. He's
cool.
Trying to save up some money for a skateboard, actually.
And Kirk's getting his beginner's license, right? Your temporary?
Driving permit.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if you appreciate it yet, Kirk, but what you're learning right now is going to put you head and shoulders above a whole lot of people. You know, whatever you do when you go on in life, if you can take care of your automobile and work with your hands and recognize what's going on, I admire that in people so much. And I think a lot of people do. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Kirk Taylor and Kirk Taylor Jr., GM Specialties.
Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th. One weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl on the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for one reason, is to keep you comfortable in your house. Whether it's the hottest weather or the coldest weather, there they are. They do air conditioning tune-ups. Probably a good idea as we were talking about tuning up your car. You also tune up your heating and air conditioning. They take great pride in the fact that they use high-quality equipment. They stand by their work. They're our neighbors. They're a local business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to their website at homecomfort.org. Not only will they help you in renting, but they're going to be able to travel to Anderson, Cottonwood, all those places. Alliance Heating and Air. They've worked for us, and they do great jobs.
Our guest this morning is Kirk Taylor and Kirk Jr. Kirk Taylor has been the owner for 9 years of the GM Specialty Store, GM Specialties. And we were talking at the break about North Star Engines. Of course, those were the big, you know, Cadillac when Cadillac changed over. Is North Star in any other thing besides a Cadillac?
They have a North Star in a Buick. The Buick Lucerne, I believe it is, has the North Star engine. But it's pretty much Cadillac only. They came out with the North Star engine in 1993. And I love the engine, although they do have their problems. They're notorious for blowing head gaskets, for instance, and that's something we specialize in. I've been working on North Star engines since they've come out. I was at the dealer when they come out, factory trained on them, and one of the problems they have is their aluminum block and iron head bolts. And when you get the two unlike metals and you get a little coolant in there, electrolysis likes to eat away on the threads, and they'll pop a head gasket. So.
Yeah, that's what I've always said is putting unlike metals together doesn't work in a hot, in a hot environment like that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, well, we got a great problem solver for it. What we do is we pull the engine out, pull the cylinder heads off. We have special tools where we drill out the block and install a kind of like a helicoil. They're called a time cert. They're a carbon steel insert that goes in there, and I think they should have done that right from the get-go, but once those are in there, we don't have any electrolysis problems anymore, and we also do a complete reseal on the engine at the same time. It's quite a bit of money, but people that love their car, we can do a great job for you out there.
Well, you're the North Star, you're the North Star expert.
Yeah,
a lot
of shops, they don't want to deal with anything, with the North Star as far as tearing it down, and they send it to us, and I appreciate the business they give us, and so we do a lot of those. So.
We love supporting local businesses here, and the fact that you reside here, you've decided to make Reading your home. You bring your expertise here. You bring excellent care. Where are you located? Because we want to send our loyal listeners. If you're having any GM, Cadillac, any of that stuff, and you need to get it fixed, we want you to go see Kirk Taylor, who is the owner. Horse's mouth right here, GM Specialty. Where are you?
We're at 2635 Hartnell Avenue. If you're going out Hartnell past the Shasta View, there's a Holiday Market down there. If you go about a block east, I'm on the right side across from Hartnell Transmission and right next to where the hen house is there.
Oh, well.
A little shout out for the hen house.
Well, we all know where the hen house is. And Henry, for your question, is
great breakfast
that,
I hear.
He does not do the vintage clocks or that. So, instrument clusters there. Okay. Well, you know what, Kirk? Thanks so much for coming by here. And, we're going to have to, maybe we'll come up with, definite subjects that you can come in and talk about. And, the part about changing the oil is great. We should be looking for anything that's not usual.
I have a couple questions to ask before we take a break. Kirk Jr., PC or Mac?
Mac.
Okay. And what do you do when you're not working on cars? What's your passion?
Skateboarding.
Got it. That's really cool. Do you skateboard in Reading?
Yeah.
The park here?
Sometimes.
Okay. What do you do, Kirk, Big Kirk, when you're, what are your passions?
I love fishing, you know, when it's my day off, I mean, I like working on cars, but I don't want anything to do with a car on my day off there. So, we do a lot of, boating. We do a lot of boat camping, on Shasta Lake. I do a lot of fishing. I love fishing. So fishing and camping, those are my passions. Sir.
Cool.
That's great.
That's great. The All-American Dream. Thank you so much for being with us. Yeah, hope to see you out there on your skateboard and you get that thing happening.
But not on the sidewalk right in
front
of us.
No, he's going to go to the park. Are you kidding?
Hey, thanks so much. Kirk Taylor from GM Specialties. Oh, phone number?
That's 223-5311.
223-5311. There you go.
Need that. Thanks so much, you guys.
When your instrument cluster kind of goes sideways.
Or any other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a run. When we come back after the news, we're going to have Kurt Starman here with us, and we've got a lot of questions.
Our city manager,
and a lot of things going on, and a lot of people are already asking questions. But we'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter.
This is a situation that is rapidly spinning out of control.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's reaction to today's killings inside a high-level security meeting in Syria. The brother-in-law of President Bashar Assad and two other high-level officials among the dead in a bombing that anti-government rebels claim they carried out. Russia claims the U.S. and its allies incited the violence.
We cannot continue to hit a Russian wall and say there is nothing that the international community can do.
Basma Kodmani of the Syrian National Council, which represents the rebellion, American diplomats are trying to get Russia to vote in the United Nations Security Council to allow the use of force against Assad's regime. Federal Reserve boss Ben Bernanke back on Capitol Hill talking about the economy. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
The Federal Reserve chairman spending a second day warning lawmakers about the impending fiscal cliff, a January double whammy of tax increases and scheduled spending cuts.
If that all happens, that will no doubt do serious damage to the recovery and probably would cost a significant number of jobs.
But Republicans and Democrats are gridlocked on how to offset that sequester. The GOP objecting to major defense cuts. There's also no agreement on how many of the Bush-era tax cuts should be extended, Ron.
Jared, a disaster declaration for Missouri because of the ongoing drought in the Midwest. Governor Jay Nixon hopes relief money will help farmers.
Most of the crops are covered by some form of crop insurance, and with the programs that are now, because of the disaster declaration, will allow most of these folks to have the opportunity to make it through the next year.
As much as 80% of the nation has been hit by this summer's drought. On Wall Street, Dow Industrials are up 77 points. Earlier, the government reported a 7% increase in new home projects last month. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system. Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Search continues for two young cousins missing for 5 days in northeast Iowa. Live in our Midwest Bureau, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
8-year-old Elizabeth Collins and 10-year-old Lyra Cook Morrissey were last seen on Friday. Their bikes were found near a lake and FBI dogs picked up their scent, but that's about it. Few leads. Heather Collins says the lake is more than a mile from her house, and she thinks her daughter could have been abducted because she never goes that far from home.
We just keep praying and having faith that they are being kept safe and the Lord is watching over them.
Myers Lake in Evansdale is still being drained. Lyric's parents say they don't think the girls drowned because they both can swim. Ron?
Celebrities like Josh Hutcherson, Ricky Martin, Julianne Moore, Benicio Del Toro are against it, but the Boy Scouts of America are maintaining their policy banning gay and lesbian children and adults.
They're reaffirming a policy that that discriminates and that says some people are more valued than others.
Denise Serrano of the San Diego Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center. Executives with the Boy Scouts say their policy protects the rights of families that prefer to address sexuality issues in private. In London, they're trying to shorten next Friday's Olympic opening.
The suggestion is that perhaps this has something to do with the security problems. We know that G4S have not been able to get enough people to work on the security. If you think about the number of people that will be coming in and out that opening night, 80,000 spectators, 16,000 athletes, 10,000 performers, all those people have to be processed in and out. The suggestion is that perhaps it's taking rather longer to do that, so the start would be delayed and therefore it could go on even longer.
Sky's Mark Stone in London. Sloth is one of the seven deadly sins. Now science may have evidence to prove it. A study in an English medical journal says physical inactivity may cause as many deaths as smoking. The study even suggests laziness has become pandemic. The authors say higher income nations tend to be less active. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning, July the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you have. Angel, good morning. And, John and Artist and etc. Now, Linda's going to give us the weather.
Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Which is down on Market Street, of course. We have a mostly sunny day with temperatures climbing to about 83. It's, you know, it fluctuates. Again, we have several microclimates in this area, so I go, you know, it does a variation of about 5 degrees. But according to the National Weather Service, we're going to have around 83. Partly cloudy tonight, temperatures around 60 degrees. Mostly sunny on Thursday with 88 and Friday around 93. We have beautiful nights. It looks like we don't really have any rain or thunderstorms in the forecast up and through the weekend, but the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow is pizza night up there.
Pizza night.
Wood-fired ovens. Mm. And then, of course, music for
every
Friday.
Weekend.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. 474-5546. You want to go on horseback rides? They are offering horseback rides up there. Okay, let's head over to our Wells Fargo advisors and Josh Wiley. Josh, is the news still decent?
The news is still decent. Markets are positive this morning. The Fed will be a focus during the session, with Chairman Bernanke scheduled to give a second round of testimony to the U.S. House, and the Beige Book scheduled to release at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Currently, the Dow's up 71 points at 12,876, while the NASDAQ is up 26 at 2,936, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,370. Oil's up 15 cents this morning at $89.37 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.59%. Gold's up $12 at $1,577, while silver's down 14 cents at $27.17 an ounce. Some of our more actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's up 67 cents at $26.04, Home Depot's down 12 pennies at $50.60, while Pfizer's down a nickel at $23.57. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you need any information, you want to talk stocks, you want to talk about investments, the people over at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, hey, our guest is in the studio right now, Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you? Oop.
Well, I don't know. We'll find
one
out
more
for
time.
A second. Try again.
Just for the audience, for the audience's benefit, that was not my fault. I'm blaming Bob for that one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Bob's having a problem here with the board here.
Something's going on with our little button this morning.
I know it. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for the invite, and happy to be here.
It's been a while since you've been here, and so there's a lot of catching up to do. And we're going to take a quick break first, and then that'll give us a little more time in this next segment here to talk about a few things that are going on in our city. So welcome aboard, and we'll be right back.
Thank
Carl
you,
and Linda
Kurt.
Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Grabbing for me with her eyes.
table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with the classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pie Gal Poker, Lucky Lady bonuses and craps. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our bi-weekly $1,000 guaranteed 21 tournament Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payout. Indulge in party in the pit from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week for happy hour buck bet. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right. $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables in the 21 pit. Ladies, play your cards right. Ladies night. Saturdays from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. offering you a $3 minimum bet. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Get ready for the 4 and 20 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 4and20festival.com. Get ready for the 4 and 20 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 4and20festival.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning! Love it! You have to love this song, Dirty Laundry. I wanted to sing this song at one time. Can you imagine doing this jazz version of this? I just cracked my own self up. 8:12 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, some of us were laughing. I didn't know if I was supposed to laugh then when you said that, because I laugh at the wrong time, she says, "Shut your pie hole." Now, when's the last time you heard a person say that in real life? Shut your pie hole.
I heard somebody, actually a woman who was filling in for, I don't know, it was Laura Ingraham or something, and she said that she said, "Shut your pie hole," and I was saving it. Saving it. It cracked me up so much. So we were coming back last night, of course, is this wonderful event that we attended last night. I said to him, just kidding, I said, "Would you just shut your pie hole?"
Yeah, it was real lovingly. It was real lovingly. Yeah, I scraped myself off the wall. Hey, our guest is Kurt Starman here, our Redding City Manager. And
this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. When you want to open up that pie hole and have that great cup of coffee. Anyway, I just cracked myself up here. Anyway, $3 for 16 ounces, either iced or hot coffee. Go see the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, they're called. And they have coffee beans in there, just a great assortment. Of course, they have wine, any kind of hostess gift. And we love the fact that they also have a community room that if you're needing to conduct a business of any sort, go to the management there. So Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, sponsors of KCNR 1460. Are you done?
Anything else? Our guest is
Major Picker Honor.
Redding City Manager Kurt Starman. I'm sorry, Kurt. You need to get in there. No, it's like we've just had way too much caffeine.
I love the program. You guys are on fire today. Love it.
Well, okay. Well, we hope then that you can leave it. I hope you got your asbestos underwear on, because here we go.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's just do a quick state of the city here. We've got a lot of questions on, with this realignment, taxes, tax sharing. Last night at the city council, tax sharing, I believe, was brought up again.
Correct.
Okay. Can you, Patrick Jones is obviously a big proponent of this. What do you think? Pros and cons here for the tax sharing?
Yeah, let me start with a little bit of context, and just for your audience's benefit, I'll provide a little bit of history. But we've actually made two runs at this in the past, and actually got pretty close in 2005 when we talked with the county. Those were discussions between the county of Shasta and the city of Redding, exclusively at that point in time. And actually in 2005, the Redding City Council approved a tax sharing agreement in concept, and the Board of Supervisors ultimately did not. And we tried to regroup again in 2007, and of course that's about the time the economy tanked, and we put the skids on that as well. So I'm pleased that we're all back at the table again discussing that topic, because I do think it has a lot of merit for our community, for the county as a whole. The other thing I like about this round of discussions is we've invited the city of Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake to participate, which makes a ton of sense to me as well. So we have both the county as well as the three incorporated cities all having this conversation. And we're very much in the early phases. Actually, the county, to its credit, initiated these conversations, or actually made the invitation in the fall of last year, and it just didn't get going very quickly. And so the county did schedule a first meeting about 6 weeks ago. Very preliminary meeting, but a very positive meeting. I think everybody has, the interest of the community in mind and is interested in doing something positive that will benefit the community long term. We haven't had our second meeting yet, but that'll be scheduled shortly. So that's probably coming up in the next 2, 3, or 4 weeks, and the county will schedule that. We'll probably host at Redding City Hall, actually. And then to your point, Councilmember Jones, I thought brought forward a very creative and interesting idea. To date, I go back to those discussions in 2005 and 2007. Those were very, I'll call sort of global discussions, both citywide in context, 60 square miles essentially, and also our sphere of influence, which is even a bigger area. And so Councilmember Jones makes the point that, he's not aware and I'm not aware of agreements like that anywhere else in California. And most agreements, and there's not a lot actually anyways, but those that do exist are typically very geographic specific and oftentimes in the context of an annexation between a city and a county. And so he has proposed to kind of refocus that discussion on a very specific area known as the Oasis Road Specific Plan Area. So that's the area essentially around the Oasis Road Interstate 5 interchange. And the idea in simple terms, and of course lots of detail to be fleshed out, but in simple terms it's an opportunity. The concept is that all four jurisdictions would be given an opportunity to invest in an infrastructure sooner rather than later to help facilitate growth, and that in turn would generate tax revenue sooner rather than later. And then, everybody would get a share of that based upon how much they invested in the infrastructure that's required. So I think it's a kind of a creative idea. I guess, the big question, of course, is do any of the jurisdictions have funds to contribute toward that? And that's something we need to discuss. So we'll add that to the agenda and discuss that with the county as well as the other two incorporated cities here in Shasta County.
Okay. And we had James Yarbrough on yesterday, and they're a city planner, by the way, from Anderson, and they're running into black. And one of the things they do is they look at contracting out for certain things. Now, they are a microcosm of our city in the sense that only 10,000. Is privatization something? I know we've looked at it before, but is contracting out to do things a possibility?
So switching gears there, but yeah, actually we do quite a bit in that area. We've looked at that pretty extensively over the past couple years, and let me again start with some history and context. But we actually do quite a bit. I'll just give you a couple of examples that have been really successful for us. Probably in no particular order, and just from the kind of the top of my head. But one is like the Redding Area Bus Authority, for example. That's one where we don't staff that function with city employees. From day one, we have contracted for a contract transportation provider. They provide the management team, they provide the drivers, the mechanics, and so forth. That's worked out real well for us. A more recent example in the last 5 years or so is with the partnership between the County of Shasta and the City of Redding to open our beautiful new Redding Library. We chose at that time when the City of Redding took on that responsibility, we chose to contract and partner with a private firm known as LSI. That's been a great partnership and it's worked out really well. We're able to, provide 60 hours of service, per week, and it's been really, really well received. most recent example or last couple recent examples have been in the last, say, year or so or 18 months, we have historically staffed a convention and visitors bureau with city employees. You know, we've and we've done that for probably 30 or more years. We recently transitioned that to a nonprofit entity known as Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. So we privatized that, saved the city and the taxpayers some money, and also for the hoteliers and others that really care about tourism, they're really pleased with that model. So it's a kind of a win-win. You know, the from a tourism promotion perspective, the hoteliers are very pleased with that model, and it's worked well for the city from a financial perspective. So we've done quite a bit in that area already.
And Kurt, we are going to change gears a lot, and a lot of times I won't do that, but you can handle this.
I am quick on my feet.
I know.
Lynn and I were dancers.
That's right. You know, when you go, well, we
he
changed.
He did a great job, too.
I've got a lot of questions here that, you know, that I know we're not going to be able to get real deep into some of them, but
sure.
We need to be able to address these, and we've got to take a break right now. But we'll be right back. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, who is quick on his feet today, and he's going to need to be. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. Please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyo Tomy or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Reading, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I have to try 3 of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 here.
Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Hey, get a good deal from your neighbors down at Crown Motors. They've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit anybody's need, and then they're going to take great care of it. It's a big buy. Keep it the money in town. Keep the taxes in town because we need to open that jail. And give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding. They are neighbors. They do a good job on everything, including especially the maintenance on it. Okay, Kurt, we have got like 1,000 questions here.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, well, we are there we go.
Okay, well, we had to do it, and my chat room has moved through, so we'll start over
here.
We've
had a couple questions that came in twice.
Yeah. Okay, the ones about CalPERS.
Yeah.
Okay, now CalPERS has, they've just reduced the amount from 7.5 to 7.05, something like that. You just mentioned that. But on July 1st, 2014, the rates are going to go up again. Is that correct?
Likely. We don't have rates for July 1st, 2014. But let me back up and provide some context again for your audience. So first of all, CalPERS stands for the California Public Employees Retirement System. And the city of Redding and many other, you know, city, county, special districts in the state of California participate in that retirement plan. So what Carl was mentioning just a moment ago is, we have multiple issues going on with CalPERS, quite frankly, but the first that he alluded to, and we were talking about it at the break off the air, was CalPERS recently, the rates are determined by a number of different factors, one of which is the rate of return on the CalPERS portfolio. And so CalPERS has assumed for quite some time now that on average over a 20-year period of time that they'll generate about a 7.75% rate of return. You know, a lot of folks, including myself, think that's probably unrealistic in this market environment. And so CalPERS did recently reduce its assumption from 7.75% rate of return to 7.5. And quite frankly, many people could argue, I think, with a good cause, that even that may be ambitious.
Well, they had a 1%. Didn't they just say they had a 1% return here?
Well, I'll talk about that in a moment. But the first topic is just that simple change to an actuarial assumption from, you know, the assumption that you'll generate 7.75% on your return versus 7.5% sounds like a pretty, you know, kind of an accountant type thing or a ticky-tacky kind of thing. That one change, 0.25%, actually just for the little city of Redding, will cost us ultimately not today, but in a year or two, about an extra $1 million per year. So that one little small change just in actuarial assumptions has a huge impact. What you're referring to, CalPERS just in the last day or two has released its investment earnings or results for calendar year 2011. They were pretty dismal, about 1% in terms of its rate of return. It did pretty well on a couple categories like bonds and real estate. Did pretty poorly in other categories, particularly international stocks.
Internationally dropped something like, what, 7% or 11%?
Something like that, correct.
Lost a lot of money.
So those rates, those are kind of benchmark rates that everybody uses to compare to the rest of the world. CalPERS actually will not use those numbers to calculate rates. They actually are on a July 1st through June 30 fiscal year. So they'll actually wait until they get the results through June 30 of 2012 before they use that information to calculate rates. And there's a significant lag period there. They use those results to do their actuarial analysis, and that won't happen until, you know, several months thereafter. So probably we won't see the real impact of that situation for some time, for about a year and a half or so. But, yeah, all those issues have significant impacts on, you know, government employers like the city of Redding.
Well, when we start talking about that, then it's we go back into how much we're having to pay into CalPERS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said another $1 million is starting next year just on that little change right there.
Right, citywide. So let me again provide some perspective. So the city of Redding, you know, our budget, you know, changes from year to year based on capital projects and other expenditures. But, you know, just ballpark, the city of Redding has about a $300 million budget, just to put that in perspective. Our general fund right now, which we've contracted dramatically due to the Great Recession, so we've cut our budget, as you well know and your listeners know, have cut our budget significantly to, you know, reflect the current economy. Our general fund budget right now is about $61 million. Today, if you look at what our employer contribution is toward CalPERS, of that $61 million general fund budget, about $9.5 or $10 million of that is in the form of CalPERS payments. So it's a pretty significant part of our budget. It's not the total budget, but increases in that category certainly have an impact, and it means we have less money for other things.
You know, Kurt, well, we love it when you come on because, you know, there's going to be people who are going to, you know, come in with the blast. People are going to come in with the praise. It's just all part of the picture of the big family here.
I understand.
In Reading. So an email that came in, say hello to Kurt. He takes care of Tahoe, of our Tahoe, and he's the best. Integrity beyond question. Love, Bonnie.
I'm not sure. That might be your previous guest.
That was Kirk.
But I'll take the praise.
But, yeah, you got to take the other.
I have to fess that my wife has a Dodge Durango, but I'll take the praise.
The other.
You know what I was thinking? Okay, I am so blonde. You know what I was thinking? Tahoe was probably a dog or something. My God!
So we won't schedule two Kurts in the same day anymore, okay?
Well, Bonnie has been very involved with, the community. And Bonnie is probably... Okay, y'all can
take
care of me
now. Her brain is full.
Oh, my God. I thought, well, that's really nice. I mean...
But I do love the fact that your previous guest, you had another Kurt on. Was it a KURT or something different?
No, he was a Kurt.
Okay, that doesn't count.
No, he was. He's a Kurt.
Well, there's not a lot of Kurts out there, the KURT, so we all have to stick together. So I like the Kurts.
Okay. This is KURT on my email. Okay?
Love it.
Okay,
see, that's what happened because his name was Kurt.
Oh, all right, no.
We got to take a break. Thank God. I'm gonna. Okay, it has something to do with pie holes.
Do I need to go on assignment?
Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of questions on unfunded liabilities and a couple of the things that are going on. If we can break in on the Love Fest going over here. So, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The conflict in Syria intensifies.
This is a situation that is rapidly spinning out of control.
U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta calling on President Bashar Assad to step down. The U.S. also hitting Syrian cabinet members with financial sanctions just hours after an attack, which left several top government officials in Damascus dead, including a former defense minister.
The country's defense minister and the president's brother-in-law. Security officials say a bodyguard blew himself up, disputed by opposition groups who claim to have planted a bomb.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither.
The attack comes as heavy fighting in the capital enters a fourth day.
Envoy Kofi Annan calling for a delay to today's vote on a new UN resolution on Syria. And with much of the country parched by the worst drought in decades, the agriculture secretary speaking out today after a meeting with the president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in.
It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Just go in there and get a great haircut. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. And, Kurt, I'm glad to see you're taking care of those Tahoes and other things. What happened was we had our last guest was named Kirk. Well, when our listener wrote in, she spelled it Kurt, you know, your name.
Correct.
And so, you know, anyway, all right, let's move on from there. Unfunded liabilities. You know, a concern of a lot of people is with these unfunded liabilities is that we're going to get in way too deep. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, it's a significant concern. Again, it's probably good to provide some context. So, you know, I mentioned sort of the city's budget size and that thing earlier. Let me kind of talk from a balance sheet perspective. So, you know, we just closed our fiscal year, June 30, 2012, and we don't yet have, you know, audited financial statements. So the best information I have today would be, you know, a year ago, June 30, 2011. But I think it's still pretty reflective. So just, you know, first big picture, the city of Reading is a, you know, very, probably most people don't realize just how large it is and all that we do, but it's a large organization. So we have the city of Reading on a, from a balance sheet perspective has about $1.1 billion in assets on its balance sheet and about $400 million in liabilities. So, you know, the city's financially sound from a balance sheet perspective. But what the balance sheet does not reflect, because that's how government accounting takes place, is that there are what you just referred to unfunded liabilities, particularly in the retirement context. And so the two big ones are sort of that CalPERS topic that we talked about earlier in the program. And then secondly is, you know, promises that the city has made to employees that retire and providing them with health care insurance after they retire from the city of Reading. So I'll talk about both those briefly. In the first case, you know, with CalPERS, that number fluctuates obviously from year to year based upon investment returns. And I'll give you just an example how quickly it can change. You know, go back in time to about 2000, which is not that far ago. Our unfunded liability at that time was zero. And that was, you know, just around the dot-com, you know, buildup, and the stock market was doing fantastic. And that's one of the reasons that the state of California and a bunch of other jurisdictions followed but increased or enhanced their retirement benefits, because we had more money on account than we needed to fulfill our retirement obligations. And so the pitch from CalPERS and others was, you can increase your benefits and, you know, there's no fiscal impact to you because you have enough money on deposit or being invested that you can do so. So the world changes pretty quickly.
Nobody ever thought that maybe something might change. Is that, I mean, and people bought that.
You know, a bunch of people bought that. You know, the state was the first, actually the California Highway Patrol. And within a couple of years, I say, you know, most, not all, but most cities and counties followed suit. And, yeah, it's certainly, you know, a lack of foresight about things. Yeah, things go up and things go down. So let me fast forward. So that's only, you know, 12 years ago. So let's fast forward to today. And again, this is from our, you know, financial statements from the fiscal year that ended June 30, 2011, but still pretty indicative. And that is, you know, today, that liability is, you know, back in 2000, we had more money than we needed to fulfill our obligations. Today, that unfunded liability is about, and this is off of memory, so, you know, it's close, but don't hold me to the precise figure, but about $135 million. So basically what CalPERS or the actuaries would say is that if you just close shop today, you know, just turn off the light switch and go home, and you want to have enough money on account today to pay all of your promises, you need, you're short $135 million. Now, the reality is that's going to be paid out over the next 30 and 40 years. So it's not an immediate crisis, but it's a huge topic.
But it gets worse every year.
Well, it fluctuates each year. And my anticipation or my expectation is because we're in a terrible recession, notwithstanding what the federal government says, you know, we have high unemployment and the economy is still very anemic. You know, my expectation is that the problem will get worse for the next several years. Now, same thing, the world changes, and you know, I don't know what the world's going to look like in 10 or 20 years, but I agree with you that there's going to be upward pressure on CalPERS rates for the next many years for that reason and for other reasons like the change to the actuarial assumption that I made, mentioned earlier on investment return.
Yeah, if they change that every year to get closer to reality, that's another million, that's another million, that's another million. I mean, at some point, when do we run out of money? When do we run out of money? Kurt, I mean, if things continue the way they are, at what point can't we pay our bills?
Yeah, I think there's kind of two ways to look at that. So one is, and I think a lot of cities that have gotten into trouble and, you know, the Vallejos or the Stocktons fall into the first category, and that is, you know, cities that just don't adjust their spending to reflect reality and so are slow to react or don't react at all for political reasons. But, you know, of course, the option we all have, both as, you know, our individual budgets as families or individuals, and this applies to cities and private businesses as well, when either expenses increase or revenues decrease, you adjust your budget to reflect that. So I don't ever see us, you know, I hate to make bold predictions, but I think this is a realistic statement. I don't see us running out of money. What I do, and, you know, closing shop and turning off the lights, what I do see, however, is that as our obligations in certain categories, like retirement, for example, continue to increase, that's less money we have for other things that the city and the community wants and needs, you know, public safety, street maintenance, things of that nature. So what I see is not that we're going to run out of money, but it's going to squeeze out other categories of expenditure that are important to us as a community.
Or we raise taxes.
Well, that's always a possibility, too. Of course, you know, Redding and Shasta County tends to be pretty conservative, so I think that's a tough road to hoe, quite frankly, but I guess that's an alternative as well. So, and, you know, the other option there, too, it's, you know, less egregious by far than raising taxes is, you know, to the extent the economy improves, the community grows, we, you know, add new jobs and,
increase our tax base.
We increase our tax base. That's another way to deal with it as well. And it's just, you know, quite frankly, it's probably a combination of all those things.
Okay.
The other unfunded liability I should talk about real quick, by the way, if we have time.
Oh, yeah.
Because just for complete the story. So I talked about the CalPERS unfunded liability, about $135 million. The other unfunded liability that's important on our, not on our balance sheet, but, for your audience's benefit is related to, you know, promises that the city has made relative to, healthcare for employees that retire from the city of Reading. That was a subject of Measure B a couple years ago.
Right.
So that number is pretty stale now that we do the actuarial analysis for that every 2 years. The last time we did the actuarial analysis, that figure was about $125 million in terms of that unfunded liability. Same description. If we just close shop today and we want to have enough money on account to fulfill our promises, we're short $125 million.
And that's $125 million in this one, $130 million in the other one?
Correct.
So we're talking $260 million then.
Correct. But the big footnote to that second topic is, you know, obviously with the passage of Measure B, and we've negotiated a number of labor contracts since that time, you know, we've now implemented changes to that program that reduce that benefit for retirees, future retirees. And so that number will likely go down in the future based on those changes, but we haven't had the actuarial analysis to really, you know, pinpoint
right.
that yet.
Have we gone to the, and pardon my ignorance on this, I know we got Bob's over here clawing at me to take a break, so we're going to do that. I want to talk about three at 50, time to go 2 to 50. Or something like that.
Okay, good topic for after the break.
Well, and plus we've got some other things about time to shift money so we can go into public safety and infrastructure. We've got a few more. I got 1,000 questions here. We'll be right back. Crawling in the box.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Vernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm going to open my pie hole.
8:46 in the morning. And what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk about this portion of the show. This portion of the show is
front. Oh, God, I was wondering when the heck that was going to turn over.
Do you mind if I get going with this? This portion of the show, turn off that music. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. That's right, an icon. Ride the icon of American motorcycles, a Redding Harley Davidson. You go on out there to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. You talk to Nathan, you talk to any of the sales people there. Go see Ernie or Jessica and say, I want to ride a Harley. And after you ride it, you're going to want to own it. So they've got financing out there. They carry a full range of accessories. They will take care of your bike in a great manner. They take care of mine so I can ride around town and, of course, obeying all the laws, speed laws. Anyway,
if you don't like
Redding Harley Davidson, give them a call, 241-7117. Again, 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson.
Can't you just hear that somebody says, I don't like the sound of those pipes?
Well, I don't care. Frankly, loud pipes save lives. Yeah, shut your pie hole.
So Carl, I know you're obviously your listeners can't see you on the radio, but let me just tell your audience that this group is completely out of control.
Well, yeah, welcome to our chaos. Our beautiful chaos.
Okay, let's go forward.
Like every family in every city.
You know what? The things about the my bottom line here then is on the funding, general liabilities, and all this stuff is we're not out of the woods yet.
I agree.
It's getting worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to take more businesses and perhaps a raise in taxes. And the investments start paying off.
I think I agree with most of that. Let me just give you a little bit of bright news, I guess, or at least a positive news. And that is, you know, number one is, as I mentioned before the break, I think with regard to the unfunded liability with respect to, healthcare for retirees, I think we actually will see progress in that area relative because the city has made the changes that were contemplated in Measure B. So I think there's some probably better news on the horizon in that category. And another thing I'll say is this, you know, both statistically speaking, also just anecdotally, is that, you know, I think we probably hit, I'm talking about Reading, the local economy here, Shasta County, I think we probably hit kind of the bottom of the business cycle in about early 2011. And we're seeing, you know, some mixed results now. So I agree with your comment earlier. I use that expression often. We're not out of the woods yet by any means. And I think we have, it's going to be a very slow recovery.
It's going to be dark for a while.
I agree. But there's a little bit of positive news. You know, we've seen, actually for the past four quarters now, we've seen growth in local sales tax revenue, which means that our retailers are doing better. You know, particularly like new car sales, for example, have done quite a bit better over the past four quarters. So there's a little bit of positive news. There's also a lot of negative news, quite frankly. A lot of downward pressure on property taxes still, obviously because of the real estate market, foreclosures, short sales, and that type of thing. So, you know, I guess I'll close, you know, that comment with your expression. We're definitely not out of the woods, but, you know, I think we probably, in terms of the business cycle, and things could change quickly if Europe implodes or other things happen. But I think, you know, just a snapshot today, we probably saw the worst in terms of the local impact about early 2011. And I think we're kind of seeing good news, bad news kind of bumping along right now. But I definitely agree we're not going to see like a robust, you know, a great recovery in a short period of time. I think it's going to be a very long road.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Ann. You're on.
You're on,
Ann. Live.
She dropped.
Okay, Ann, you dropped off. I'm sorry. Call back again. I'm going to take a quick break early so we can come back. I want to talk about realignment, the idea of the city and the county getting together to do something about this instead of letting it
call
be
Call back, Ann.
Yeah,
we want to hear your question.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in loft heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. And you had a question?
Well, of course, and it's all across everyone's lips, realignment.
Yeah, that's a huge topic for, you know, our community, and I'll speak for myself personally, but I've been on that stump now for probably since October or earlier of last year. So just a huge issue for our community, and you know, I think Chief Paletti and Sheriff Pasanko have framed the topic well. And I say in short, you know, the result of this state legislation, it was, you know, quite frankly, from a selfish perspective, was crafted by the state to reduce its budget and to reduce prison overcrowding. So, you know, it's a solution for the state. It's a huge problem for local government. And, you know, Chief Paletti and Sheriff Pasanko are obviously quite aware of the topic and aware and on top of the topic. But, you know, for me, I think it really just tears at our social fabric when there are, you know, the gist of the issue is there's just no consequences for people's misbehavior and criminal activity. And, you know, we have crooks now that understand that and realize that they can go, you know, commit a property crime, burglarize your house, steal your car, and they know even if they are arrested, and our police officers do a fantastic job. We are arresting.
Nobody is questioning that at all.
We are arresting a lot of people. But the issue right now is those folks go to the jail. You know, they are processed and they're back on the street within an hour or two. And it's just, you know, we've had examples, I'm sure you've heard this from others, where we've arrested the same guy in the same day, you know, stole the vehicle in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
We catch him, we arrest him, take him to jail. He gets booked and released. Some people call it catch and release. We arrest the same guy later that day for stealing another car. So I really worry about just sort of tearing at the social fabric when there's no consequences for criminal activity. And so it's a huge, huge issue for our community.
People want a solution. And so today, give us a positive way to end the show.
Yeah, I think the short-term solution, actually, let me start with this. I want to first say that, you know, our criminal justice system historically has not worked well. We incarcerate a lot of people, and our recidivism rate is huge. So let me say that the prior system did not work all that great either, quite frankly. And I'm optimistic. That's just my nature. Now, I'm optimistic enough to think that AB 109 has some merit longer term. You know, fast forward 3 or 5 years, the basic concept, I think, has merit, and that is more local control, more focused on rehabilitation. The problem right now is it's been force-fed with no infrastructure in place. And so right now there's no consequence for misbehavior. So the positive for me is fast forward 3 or 5 years, and I think, you know, that may bear some fruit. Today we have a crisis, in my opinion. It's a difficult, difficult issue. And I think right now the immediate need is there has to be consequence for criminal activity. That means more jail space and more creative solutions like home confinement or conservation camps or things of that nature. But people need to know if they commit a crime, they're going to have a consequence for doing so.
But even the is it time? Mark Beecham,
turn up the heat.
Mark Beecham wrote a column about the time to shift funding to public safety and infrastructure. Is it time for our elected leaders? And we hit Jones with this. Time for our elected leaders to get together and say, there's a sense of urgency here. What can we do to open up that jail? Tom's been working at it hard. There's no slap against Tom. They talk about moving people down to Alameda or other places. Great idea, sense of urgency. Is it time for our elected leaders to get in here?
I'll answer that question first. Let me go back to your first comment or two. So the short your last part of your question is yes,
funds.
This is a huge, huge topic for the community. And so I think it's important that we all engage. That's, you know, at a city level, county level, and just we as citizens. I think we all need to be proactive and be very mindful of the situation. Let me go back to your first part of your question, though, is, and the irony here, this is very rare in government in particular, but the irony here is it's not because we don't have the money. We've had money. We have had money, the county, I guess I should say, the county of Shasta has had money to open the jail and do other things since October of 2011. The problem is we just haven't been able to implement at this point. So actually the money's available. It's sitting there. It's ready to be spent. So it's not like we don't have the cash to do this. It's just a matter of implementation. And I don't want to make light of that. I know Sheriff Tom Pasanko, I have the greatest admiration for it. I know he's working incredibly hard to make that happen.
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of reasons why it's not or not happening as quickly as we like. But the irony here is it's not because we don't have the money to do it. The money is actually in the bank account. We just haven't been able to implement.
And so lieth the problem. I don't see why, you know, since the state gave us this problem, and everybody, there's a lot of people having these same problems in counties. This isn't just Redding in Shasta County. And frankly, they've got people in the National Guard that are trained in jails. They're trained to be in the work in the prison and jail environment. That's what they do. That we can't go to the governor and say, we want 10 of these people. We want 10 or 12 of these people to come in, that we're going to pay their salaries, we're going to pay all this so we can open up, temporarily open up our jail.
I love the idea, and I like the idea also. And again, I want to, you know, reiterate that, you know, Sheriff Prosenko has, you know, I have
nothing
great,
against Tom.
I have a great relationship. I know Chief Poletti has a great relationship with the sheriff. And, so, you know, it's not because there's disagreement or issues. It's just, you know, things are complex. And so I don't want to, you know, leave a misimpression with the audience. So I know that Tom is working very hard on the topic, but I think it's that issue. Number one, let's get the jail back open. But secondly, let's look at some other creative ideas, including incarcerating people in other facilities that might be available. You alluded to earlier.
They said Alameda.
Alameda has 1,000.
Yeah, my understanding
is that Alameda County has 1,000 beds that are available today. I love that idea.
And they're not going to like it there.
And they're not going to like it there. I love the idea of, you know, at least as a minimum, some alternatives like, home confinement, conservation camps, things of that nature. I think we need to get more creative how we have consequences.
Absolutely. And then we need to get our elected officials into this. That's all I mean, you can have great ideas, but we need to get the Board of Supervisors and get the City Council. Okay. Kurt, we got to bring you back because we got 1,000 other things to talk
about.
Please
come back.
Always happy to do so.
Tomorrow, Rob Burrows will be here. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
You've been listening to KTNR, Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. economy does not need this. The drought gripping much of the nation, hurting crops. The U.S. agriculture chief set to speak at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
More than half the country is drier than it should be. This farmer can't remember a worse drought.
Now, my father says that 1936 was drier, but then I was only 2 years old.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the former governor of Iowa, is discussing the conditions in the Oval Office. He'll brief reporters soon. The USDA says 38% of the U.S. corn crop was in poor or very poor condition. That means higher food prices inside and outside the farm belt, Lisa.
Jared, the U.S. hitting top Syrian officials with sanctions as the U.N. Security Council works on a resolution that might not get a vote today after all. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
International envoy Kofi Annan is calling on that vote to be delayed in the